VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli commandos disguised as medical workers and Muslim women burst into the Ibn Sina Hospital and the occupied West Bank Tuesday and killed three Palestinian militants. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has that story.
Reuters reports that according to witnesses and authorities, one of the three who were killed was lying paralyzed in his hospital bed at the time. This is Naji Nizal, the medical director of the Ibn Sina Hospital. They killed three youths in their room while they were sleeping on their beds in the room. They killed them in cold blood with direct gunshots to the head. The Israeli military said that the three militants were killed in a joint undercover operation by the Army, Shin Bet, Security Service, Border Police, and the Ibn Sina Hospital in Jenin, one of the most volatile cities in the West Bank. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Major donors to the United Nations Palestinian Refugee Agency have suspended funding to the organization following allegations that around a dozen of employees were involved in the October 7th attack.
A six-page Israeli dossier shared with the United States and reviewed by Reuters says 10 staff members directly participated in the raid into Israeli territory, and two others were summoned to assist the raid. The dossier says Israel also has wider evidence that UNRWA has employed 190 Hamas and Islamic Jihad militants. UNRWA says it acted swiftly to fire staff after being alerted of Israeli evidence that they participated in the October 7th attacks. It believes the funding cuts could jeopardize its entire mission and dramatically worsen an already catastrophic humanitarian emergency in Gaza.
That's Reuters' Rachel Faber reporting. More at voanews.com.